You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist. My name is Megan Sealing. I'm your host, and Setlist is back. We took a brief hiatus. Ari Spool left the paper, which is so sad, but she went on to have a summer vacation, and we're all very jealous. So it's just me this week, and not only am I going to be playing you some songs from the band's page, but I'm also going to be telling you a little bit about what you'll find in this week's music issue. And so speaking of this week's music issue, of course, this weekend is Sub Pop's 20th anniversary party over at Merrimore Park in Redmond. 2 days, dozens of Sub Pop bands, old and new, are playing over there, and this week's issue is dedicated to that, to commemorate the special date for the label. Casey Cathwood interviews the latest Sub Pop signees, No Age. Sean Nelson interviews the Vaselines, which is a rare and exclusive interview with that band who's reuniting. And I got on the phone with Jonathan Poneman, one of the co-founders of the label, and one thing that I asked him was, of all the records in Sub Pop's history, if there's anything he regrets releasing. Take a listen.
I have to take the position, I feel, and maybe I'm being a little bit, you know, uptight about things, but, you know, I feel like, to a large degree, these artists are like, and their records are like my children.
Right.
And I don't feel, you know, calling one out as being a fuck-up.
Right.
Is, you know, I don't, I mean, I can tell you, like, all sorts of mistakes that I've personally made, but for me to indict a band for having made a shitty record, I know that, you know, from reading The Stranger that you have discerning taste in music, so you could probably be as good a judge of that as I could.
You can read more of that interview in this week's paper, including the Vaselines and the No Age interview. As for who's playing the two-day party, the Vaselines, who you're hearing right now in the background, are playing. They're going to be there on Saturday night, which is unfortunately sold out, so if you haven't gotten your tickets now, tickets yet, you're out of luck. But Green River is also playing Pissed Jeans, Seaweed, Eric's Trip, The Fluid, Low, Flight of the Conchords, tons more are playing. Fleet Foxes are going to be there. Kinski is going to be there. And they're this week's Band of the Week. So let's listen to them. This is the song called The Wives of Artie Shaw.
We'll be right back.
following me, I was 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 following the pack, all swallowed in their coats, with scarves of red tied round their throats, to keep their little heads from falling in the snow.
That was the Fleet Foxes. The song is White Winter Hymnal. It's off their brand new Sub Pop debut that was released just a couple months ago and is currently the best-selling local record in Seattle. So congratulations to the Fleet Foxes. Kinski was before that, of course. The song was The Was of Artie Shaw. And Kinski will be playing Sunday at Marymore Park for the Sub Pop Festival. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster. Fleet Foxes are playing Saturday, however, and tickets are very sold out for that one. But log on to thestranger.com for more info and updates about that. Sub Pop's not the only thing happening in town this weekend. My Education, who received a 3-star review in this week's paper, are playing the Funhouse on the 13th. So let's listen to the title track from their new record, Bad Vibrations. It'll be a great show. It starts early at 4 p.m. with Joy Wants Eternity and You May Die in the Desert. You May Die in the Desert, I just saw for the first time at sunset, and they're fantastic. And Joy Wants Eternity, I hear, are working on some new material, so that'll be great. One of my favorite local instrumental bands. So speaking of Joy Wants Eternity, let's hear something off of their latest record. The song is called Above the Clouds Lies Eternal Sun. Thank you. Also happening this week, Freeway is at Chop Suey Saturday with D-Black and Cancer Rising, and you can check out my philosophy for Larry Mazel's list of reasons why you should be there for that show. The Candy Fest is at King Cobra and the Comet this weekend, featuring some of the city's finest pop rock. The whole listing is for Friday and Saturday night available at thestranger.com. We have the searchable calendar there. And then speaking of the Comet, one of my new favorite local bands, Birdwatchers United, will be playing their Sunday night. So I'll leave you with one of their songs at the end here of set list. This is from the band's page. It's called Monsters. This is Birdwatchers United. Thanks for listening.